Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Lui Nishmas, Harav Yecheskel Elio, Ben Harav Yehoshua. And we're going to be discussing the inyan of Gzela. It says in the parasha of the Mabul, Kimal Aretz Chomes Mipneim, the Yerushalmi says they would steal less than a Sheva Pruta, but it's not Yotze B'dayanim. So that's what we're going to be discussing. Gezel pachos misheva pruta beben Noach, based on the Torah of Agon Reb Chaim Meir Horowitz Shlita, the Zhig of a Rebbe. It says in Avodah Zarah 9 Aleph Amid Beis that a ben Noach is nerag al pachos misheva pruta v'lo nitan li shavon, and it cannot be returned. So that he's nerag al pachos misheva pruta, the reason is because he's muzer ala gezel, a ben Noach is not allowed to steal. And even though there's no sheva pruta by bnei Noach, we say asaras and zoyim misosan, and therefore back in the day, Nerag al zeh, because he was over on the sister of Gzela, one of the Shevi Mitzvot B'nei Noach. Rashi in Erev and Samach Beis Amid Aleph explains Dibur Maschil Lo Nitan, that with respect to a Jew it says Veheshev is a Gzela, but by a Goy it doesn't, and therefore since he was over, he's killed and he's Nerag and he's not Mishalim. So the Ritva explains that Pshat and Rashi is not al Tzkim Lev D'Rabimine. Ktzos, the Maharam, they learn it's Kim Lebe D'Rabimine. But the Ritva says it's not Kim Lebe D'Rabimine. Pshat and Rashi is that the reason he doesn't have to return it is because there's no mitzvah essay of a Heshiv. Not that he's Narag and Memela, Kim D'Rabimine, he doesn't have to return. He doesn't have to return because there's no mitzvah essay of a Heshiv. And therefore Rashi writes, the Gabi Yisrael, Ksiv Heshiv is like Zela. Abba Benachri lo Ksiv Ashava. Hilchach Kevin Sha'avar, Narag Veino Mishalim. And therefore, since he's over, he's Nerag and he's not Mishalim. Again, not Alts, according to the Ritva, Kim Lev D'Ramine, but rather Alts, the Isser, fact that there's no mitzvah sesei of a Heshev Esagzela Asher Gozal by a Ben Noach, when a Ben Noach steals, there is no mitzvah of the Heshev. And Memela, he is Nerag. All he has is the Avera. Now, does Rashi mean that he doesn't have to return it at all? Or maybe he has to return it because he has the Jew's money, but since there's no mitzvah of Veheshiv, the Hashava doesn't work to fix the Lav of Lo Sigzal, and therefore he's Nerag. So is Pshat that he's not chayv to return it at all? Or as Pshat, no, he's chayv to return it. But since there's no mitzvah essay to return it, Memel, it's not metakin alav, and therefore he's Narak. The Nesivis, in Simon Shin Mem Chesiv Katan Aleph, writes that even though Gezel Akum is Asur Min HaTorah, nevertheless, there is no mitzvah of Hashava Legoy. So yes, you're not allowed to steal in the first place, but if one steals, lo aleinu rachmana litzlan, there's no mitzvah of hashava, and therefore, if one is mekadesh in isha, b'gzeilas akum, she's mekudeshes, because there's no mitzvah of hashava. So, from the Nesivus, we can learn that the same would apply to a goy, hagonev mi Yisrael. That's just like when a Jew is gonev from a goy, so there's no mitzvah of hashava at all, then Nesivus holds. There's no mitzvah hashavi, even damim, even the money, even the monetary value. He doesn't have to return. So too, we can say just the opposite, that when a goy steals from a Jew, according to Rashi, there is no mitzvah of hashava, and therefore he doesn't have to return anything at all. He's not chayiv to return it at all. Not just that there's no mitzvah to return it, but that he's not chayiv to return it. Just like a gezel akum we hold, that there's no mitzvah of hashav at all. So, Mistama, you can say the opposite way, that by when a goy steals from a Jew, there's no chiyuv of hashava at all. So it works both ways, no chiyuv of hashav at all. So we can learn from this three chedushi halachos ladas Rashi, that according to Rashi, a goy agonev mi Yisrael doesn't have to return afilu damim. Number one, goy shegozal mi Yisrael. Let's say a goy steals from a Jew and then he converts, and he still has the stolen object in his rishus. So if the Jewish Bailim has not been misyayesh, so it would appear that the ger has to be machzir the gzela, since the chefetz is be'ein, and the goy hasn't been kona the chefetz, that it's correct that when he was a goy, he was mischayev b'hashava, But now that he's Jewish, but Negoi wasn't mischayev b'hashava, as we said, Alz Goy doesn't have to return the object. But now Alz Jew, he has to. Now he was misgayer, he has to be meshiv the object. But if the Jewish owner had Yeush before the Goy was misgayer, Yeush l'ayin, since also the Goy is konet b'yeush, like the Rashba says in Gid Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, Dibur Masl Shabbai, B'Shem Aramban Ayin Sham. And so is Muchach from Rashi Sukkah Lamed Amud Beis Ayin Sham, that a Goy is kind of B'Yeush. So therefore, the Goy already acquired it B'Yeush, and now that he was Mizgayer, this Goy was Mizgayer, the object is already his. And not only that, but we can add that a Goy is better than a Jew in this case. Why? Because even the man de'amar yeish kadil eino kone, when that stam yeush isn't kone, that's dafka begazlin Yisrael. Why? Because b'isura asli yade, because he's chayv nesesei v'heishiv. So he stole it, and then there's yeush. He was chayv nesesei v'heishiv. So yeush kadil is not kone. But a guy, according to what Rashi holds, that he's not mitzuve in the mitzvesei v'heishiv. So now he was Kona B'Yeush. The Jew was Messiah and he was Kona. So now that he converted to Judaism, it doesn't matter. The object, when he was a Goy, already came his. So he doesn't have to return it. However, in a Sivis, in Simon Kofei, Siv Katan Beis, it's Pasha to him, the other way, that Lekule Alma ain't a Goy Kone B'Yeush, and that's a Tzarechim. Why not? By a Jew, there's a Mitzvah V'Heshiv, so he's not Kone B'Yeush. But B'Goy, there's no Mitzvah V'Heshiv, why shouldn't he be Kone B'Yeush? He stole it, there's Yeush, and he wasn't obligated to return it when he was a Goy, so why isn't it his? And it would appear that even if we say that be'aveda a goy is kona b'yeush alone, nevertheless by gzela a goy won't be kona. Why? The Magen Avraham Tav Fresh Lamed Zayin Siv Katan Gimel writes in the name of the Yireyim that a Jew who steals from a goy, even according to the Man D'Amar Gezel Akum is mutter, nevertheless it's not shalom. It's a famous sheet of the Yireyim that even if you hold Gezel Akum, which we know Paschal, we pass in Gezel Akum is also, but if you hold Gezel Akum is mutter, nevertheless, the object does not become his when he steals it, because it's still in the Rishus of the Bailim, the Goy, and that would appear, the Pshuto, to be as long as the Goyish Bailim hasn't been Messiahish. So as long as the Goyish Bailim hasn't been Messiahish, there's no din of Shelah. However, we could be machriach from the Sefer Yireyim that even if the Goy HaNigzal is Nisiyayish, even if the person who was stolen from does have Yeush, nevertheless, it doesn't become property of the Jew. Because the Yireyim writes as follows, V'tzarech lizar shelo yigzal elu dal minam afilu l'akum ve'af agav degezal akum shari ho'kam edelo nofik mirishus ovid kechovim lo'y mikri lochem dam rafun alhani demizbini avankari Kizvintun may ovde kochovim asa, like tigzanatun el ligzu inu, velais vilichu. My time is time canine and guys larison inu vakarkan and exalis. Hilkach ligzu inu, kiecha de lava yerish bailin be a dadi dihu, fishini rishus be a dadi dhu. So he writes like this, you have to be careful not to steal the dalad minim even from a guy. Because even though we hold Gezel Akum is mutter, even according to that opinion, as long as it hasn't left the Rishus of the Ovid Kochavim, it's not considered Lachem. Because Rav Huna told those who are selling the Hadassim that when you buy from the Ovid Kochavim, don't cut it down yourself. Let them cut it down and give it to you. Why? Because Stam Goyim are land thieves. They stole the land, and Karka is not allowed to be stolen. So, therefore, what you should do is let them cut it down. So, as long as it's just karka, there's no yeish, it's not going to help. But let them cut the hadasim down, off the tree, and then there's going to be Yeush Bailim in the hand of the Goy, and then when it gets into your hand, there's going to be a Shinu Rishus. So it's Muchach Lehedya from the fact that he explains the Sugi of Avankari, the Gezel Migoy. In other words, he's understanding that the Goy stole from the Goy. And even though, because he's talking here about Gezelakum, so it was stolen from a Goy, this Sugi of Avankari, the famous Sugi and Sugan Daflamit. So he says that even though Gezel Akum is Mutter, nevertheless, Yeush alone is not enough. You need Shinu Rishus as well. So you see that by Gezel Akum, he says, listen, it's not yours. Even if you stole it from a Goy, even if Gezel Akum is Mutter, so therefore you need Yeush and Shinu Rishus. So you see that by a Goy, Yeush is not enough. And you can say that the same thing applies the opposite way. Goy shegozel mi Yisrael. That if a Goy stole from a Jew, even if the Yisrael was Messiah Miagzela, and afterwards the Goy became a Ger, the Ger is obligated to return the Gzela because he wasn't going to be Yeush L'das HaYireim. So just like when one steals from a Goy, there's no kinyan of Yeush. As we see from the Yireim, that when one steals from a Goy, there's no kinyan of Yeush, Shini Yeush and Shini Rishus. So too, when a Goy steals from a Jew, even if the Jew is Messiah, and then afterwards the Ger is Nisgayer, the Ger is obligated to return this Gzela because he wasn't Kone at B'Yeush. And that's the Shita of the Nesivis, that a Goy is not Kone B'Yeush, that when the Jew is Messiah, the Goy isn't Kone, and then when he's Mizgayer, now he's going to have to return the object. Because he was never Kone B'Yeush, L'Shitas HaYireim. Just like the Jew isn't Kone B'Yeush, just like the Jew isn't Kone B'Yeush when he steals from the Goy, so to the Goy isn't going to be Yeush when he steals from the Jew. So when he's Mizgayer, when he's a Goy, he's no Chiyuv HaShava. When he's Mizgayer, he has to return the object. And we find, even possibly, that we can be Mechadish even more than that. That even if the Goy does a Shinui Maisa in the Chefetz HaNigzal, and then he was Mizgayer, he has to return the stolen object, even with a Shinui Maisa. Why? Because the Nesivus and Shinan Aleph, Sifkatan Aleph, was Mechadesh, that Bekimle B'Derabimine, since he wasn't Mitzchayev in Veheshiv, he cannot acquire the object B'Shinui, Ayin Sham, in the Nesivus. But since he wasn't Mitzchayev in Veheshiv, because he got the bigger punishment, so he cannot acquire the object B'Shinui. So we can say the same thing applies to a Goy who stole from a Jew. Since there's no mitzvah essay of a Veheshiv, he cannot acquire the object with a Shinui. Even with a Shinui Maisa. And we can also learn a Chiddush Din Ledas Rashi, that Rabbi Yehuda in Bava Kama Peches Amar Aleph and Bava Kama holds that a Sumas Patrimi Kol HaMitzvahs, in the opinion of the Prima Gadim and the Psicha Kol Elas Chela Gimelos Choftes Rabbi Kiveger Gil and Shulchan Aruch Yerdei Asif Aleph holds that a suma is only pater for a mitzvah esse, but not a mitzvah lois esse. So based on what we said, it would emerge that a suma who stole, even though he's over on the lois esse, nevertheless, he's not mitzvah in the mitzvah esse of the heshiv, and he doesn't have to return the gzela. And if he's mekadesh and isha b'gzela zu, she's mekudeshes. Because again, what did Rashi say? Rashi says that Gabi Yisrael, it says Veshav is Gzela. But by Goy, it doesn't say Hashava. By Goy, there's no Chiyav Hashava. And therefore, Kevin Shavar Nerag, Veno Mishalim. So we can say the same thing about a Suma. That a Suma is Chayav, is over on the Yisr of Gzela. That yes. But he's not let us steal. Over on the Yisr of Gzela, but there's no mitzvah essay of Hashava. And that means that if he's Mekadesh and Isha with this Gzela, she's Mekudeshes, because there's no Chiyav of Hashava, so it's his. And that was what the Nesiva says, that even though Gezel Akum is Aser Min HaTorah, but there's no mitzvah of Hashava Lagoi. And therefore, if a person is Mekadesh, B'Gzeila Sa'akum, she's Mekudeshes. She's Mekudeshes. He wasn't allowed to steal. But once he steals, it became his. And once it's his, she's Mekudeshes. So the same thing would apply to a suma who steals. As long as you don't have a chiyuv of hashava, so then it is, if one is mekadesh a woman with this, then she's mekudeshes. However, in the Noda Behuda, in our Chaim Tinyan at Siman Kuf Yud Beis, he holds that Suma is Pater for Mitzvah Slos to say as well. And according to that, then this Chiddush would not apply. Why? Because it would seem that Kinyane Gneva we only find by somebody who is commanded not to steal. And he's included in the Los to say of Los Signov. But somebody wasn't commanded not to steal, he wasn't commanded in Losev Losignov, there the Torah wasn't Mechadesh, possibly we can say, Kinyane Gneva. And if so, since the Suma is not Mitzuve Al Isser Losignov, he has no Kinyane Gneva, and he didn't acquire the object. He's not Mitzuve on Losignov, there's no Kinyane Gneva. No Kinyane Gneva, the object isn't his. And if the object isn't his, then how can he be Mekadesh a woman with this object? And she's not Mekudeshes. However, according to the Chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Beis Oschav Hei, that in mitzvahs that ben Noach are Chayiv, a Suma is also Chayiv, because how can you say that a Suma is less than a ben Noach? So according to that, since B'nai Noach are commanded on the Yisr of Los Signov, a Suma is also Mitzuveh Midin Ben Noach, and therefore maybe there would be a Kinyan Geneva and he would be able to be Mekadesh and Isha. And we can add that a Suma will be better than a Ben Noach than a Kinyan Geneva, because the Nesivus holds in Kufhei that a Goy is not Kona B'Yeyush. And if so, we can say that since the whole chiyuv of a suma b'lo sid lo signov is mikoch that he's no less than a ben Noach, so maybe he's also not kona b'yeush like a ben Noach. But we can say that since the gabi kinyanim he's a Yisrael, because we don't find this tichilik in kinyanim between a suma and an eino suma, so he's kona with the yeush alone. So it emerges according to this that even if a goy is not kona the gzela b'yeush levad, nevertheless a suma is kona. Okay, so we have a lot to digest here. We saw the sheet of Rashi, that Goy Shegozal Nerag, Ve'eno chayav lo hashiv. He doesn't have to return at all because there's no mitzvah veheshiv. There's no chiyuv veheshiv by a goy. If nesiyashu abaylim ve'acharkach nizgayer, it would appear bepashtus that the goy was kona b'yeyush and he doesn't have to return it. However, then we saw that according to the sheet of the Urayim, he wasn't kona b'yeyush. Because he explains the sig of Avankari and Sukkah by talking about where someone stole from a goy and there's no kinyan b'yeyush. There has to also be a shinu rishus. And we can say that even if the guy made a shinui in the chayfetz, he's also not kone. Why? Because, like we saw in the Nesivis, that by kimle v'drabmine, since there's no chiyuv of a heshiv, he can't acquire the object with a shinui. So too, we can say by a goy shagozim Yisrael, since he has no mitzvah esev of a heshiv, he cannot acquire this object with a shinui. And we also wanted to say by a sumu stole according to Rabbi Yehuda, maybe he doesn't have to return the object because he has no chiyuv of veheshiv. Then we said that according to what's brought in the note of Yehuda in our Chaim Tinyan Simon Kuf Yud Beis, that a sumu also doesn't have the mitzvah loisa say. Sumas not chayiv and mitzvahs losa say, so memela there's no iser of lo of not stealing, so there's also no kinyane geneva. But according to Menchas Chinuch, that a ben Noach, that whatever ben Noach is chayiv and a suma is also chayiv in, so therefore a suma would be usher for him to steal, and there would be kinyane geneva, and he'd be even better, because by a goy, according to the Nesivis, we saw that a goy is not kone b'yeyush, but a Jew is kone b'yeyush. By kinyanim, there is no chiluk between a suma and a regular Jew. So just like we have kinyane gzela by a Jew, there's also kinyane gzela by a suma, as long as there's yeyush. So if it's a regular Jew, so he's not kone, because Bisura Saliyadeh, and then you have Veheshiv as a Gzela. But by a Suma, where there's no Veheshiv, where he's not Chayiv in that mitzvah, so a Mele is Kone. Even if you say that a Goy isn't Kone B'Yeish Levad by Gzela, but a Suma would be Kone. Why? Because, again, we see that a Jew is Kone with Yeish, and a Suma is a Jew. So a Mele, he's going to be Usser to steal, because he's no less than a ben Noach, and he's even better than a ben Noach, because a ben Noach, according to the Nesivos, the goy is not kona b'yeyush, but a Jew is kona b'yeyush, and here he has no chiyuv of a veheshiv, since he has no chiyuv of a veheshiv, so memela after yeyush he is kona this object, and these are all chedushim that need further looking into. And there's more to say in the sugya, and we hope to say it. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.